Oh, hey, what's up, kid? You can hear me? You can hear me now?
Yo.
Hey, kid, how you doing?
I'm cool, and bro, I'm give some light. I was waiting on you. You hear me?
Oh yeah, I texted your. Did you get my text messages?
No, I ain't get a text message, bro.
You didn't?
You text my phone?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah, I saw it.
No, it's all good.
How's everything down in Carolina
during this time?
It's okay. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, as bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like everywhere else. You know, everywhere else is. Real fucked up, you know what I mean?
You just dropped a new album.
Hell yeah. Full Team is Astri, yeah.
That's right. I heard the tracks when you played them for me when we were back up at the station at St. John's University. I got them in the rotation.
It was love, bro. You already know, bro. It's always love, dog. Always love, bro. That's why I rock with you, bro.
Of course.
For real, that's why I rock with you. I'm always rocking with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I gave a good listen to the album last night. I was doing some finals work for school.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say my favorite track off of it is Household because it's a storytelling song.
Facts. I got that a lot too, man, from a couple of people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like the Household and a Running Jump, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a heartfelt song, you know what I mean? For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up, though, man. For real. I got a visual for it. I'm going to drop the visual for Household probably sometime next week.
I saw the intro track as well on your Instagram and YouTube. It definitely set the precedent of the album.
Fact.
Now, who did you write the song for? Because it relates to, you know, 50 Cent didn't drop me, you left him. Who was the song towards?
Towards the fans, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like not necessarily like the fans, but towards the, you know, like the naysayers, the doubters and stuff like that. Because, you know, every time I be on live or, you know what I'm saying, or post pictures on the internet, stuff like that. And, you know, they always come on there like, yo, 50 dropped you, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Wayne dropped you, stuff like that. Like, because I feel like people don't understand the, you know what I'm saying, the fact that you want to do something on your own. And it's like, well, damn, you know, why would you want to do that? And you were 50. You know what I'm saying? See, and like I tell people all the time, like, homie focus, it wasn't toward music anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like once that happens, it's like, bro, like, I'm not the type of person, like, I'm not just gonna just hang around you to just be just hanging around you. You know what I'm saying? Because of who you are, you know what I mean? Like, I gotta keep it moving, bro, like, because music is what I do. So we not doing the music thing no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm just there. You know what I'm? You feel me?
Yeah.
For real. Like I can't just hang around you just because, like I said, just because of who you are. You know what I mean? That's like I don't know if I could curse or nothing on here.
Go ahead. We're not on the airwaves.
It'll be like I'm dick riding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just dick riding you just to fucking, for what? Like, to get an Instagram picture and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Me and 50 is here and, you know what I'm saying? We chilling at the office and we doing this, but at the same time, I'm not making any music, not making any noise, not, you know what I'm saying? Doing nothing. You know what I mean? But just saying, I'm around 50. And once you doing that, and you not making nothing for yourself, bro, like, what you gonna be doing? Like, you gonna sit around and just beg him all day? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not that kind of nigga. You feel me? And it's like people don't understand that. But they say, but when they tell me shit like that, it just make me think like, damn, like all they doing is talking from a dick riding standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I it's like saying, shit, if I was in your shoes, shit, man, I'd be all up under 50, man. I'd be kissing 50 ass. I'd be whatever, you know? You know what I'm saying? For real, like, I don't get that shit, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, like, there's no bad blood or nothing between me and dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, he respect everything that I do, you know what I mean?
When was the last time you talked to 50 Cent?
It had to be probably like, let me see, like a year ago. Like a year ago. Like it was like probably like after I dropped on The Unquestionable and let me see, you know, like months after that down the line, you know, like he just, you know, hit a nigga up just like on some, you know, like, well, you know what you're doing, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're there, like, keep grinding, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, it was a little second ago.
I had Olivia on my show a couple weeks ago, and she spoke about the same thing, and she left G-Unit because she wasn't getting any attention under the label because of 50 Cent, and they wanted to structure her career how they wanted it to be. They wanted it to be more rap standpoint where she was R&B, and she wasn't getting the attention she deserved.
But our situations, like, it's different because when she was on G-Unit, they was actually, you know, running it and pumping music, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at least, like, they had some kind of plan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like it was different. I don't really know, like, their situation, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I know when I came to G-Unit, it was so much, you know what I'm saying, like, going on, you know what I mean? I kind of want to say, like, it was kind of like on a decline. It felt like on the music side of things. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, and I just, you know, I just rolled with the punches. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't know, like, as far as, like business-wise, contract-wise and stuff like that, like, my contract was up, like, 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Before I actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, I'm going to just, you know, do this on my own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, rolling with the crew. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But once everything just started, you know, it's like, I guess they was going through their own little personal things, you know what I'm saying? Between him and, you know, the rest of the, you know, the members and stuff like that. And once I started seeing, like, all of that going on, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn, you know, like, it's like, you know, like, you barely promoting the G-Unit shit that we doing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, you know, and then I know, you know, you got so much other stuff going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, the movies, the shows, the, you know, just everything else, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, your focus is way somewhere else, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not too much on the music, you did.
Yeah.
Like, opposed to somebody like me, you know, I'm not recording that, you know, I'm recording that day, I'm doing this, doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just like, damn, well, you know, if he doing this, and he doing that, and he doing this, and he doing that, like, I'm not about to be the guy that's just about to be, yo 50, I need you to do this, yo 50, I need you to do that. Like, I'm not about to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'd rather just keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? For real, man.
The thing I don't get is that when he signs these artists, especially you, to G-Unit, isn't he supposed to push you and put you on and promote your music because you are an artist on the label?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's part of the, you know, that's part of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, like, you're supposed to do that. But home is like, you know, like, I don't want to say, like, it's selfish because, you know what I'm saying, it's more of, look, I'm going to, you know, get you the opportunity and you just run with the G-Unit name and you do what you got to do for yourself, you know what I'm saying, for that. You know what I mean? And it's like, I guess he feels like, you know, like that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you got the G-Unit name and, you know what I'm saying, you know, you saying you with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, that should be enough for you to do whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, you got to understand, like, we in new times. It's a new era. You know what I'm saying? It's a new era, man. And like I said, like, on the music side of things, you know what I'm saying? You got to be out here. Like, you got to make these posts. You got to, you know what I'm saying, show up and do all the interviews. You got to, you know what I mean? And it's like, there was so much other shit going on, you know what I'm saying, with dude. And, you know, I just was like, yo, man, look, man, I got to, you know what I'm saying, I got to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to just run around and just, nah, man. You know what I mean? For real. Because it's like I said, man, it's like, why would you want to just hang around, just to be hanging around? Like, if you're not making money, you're not, you know, you're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
Now, when you went to 50 Cent saying that you wanted to part ways, what was his reaction?
Well, it wasn't really like a, oh, you know, it did. Yeah, look, I want to part ways and this and that, you know what I'm saying? It was just more of like, you know what I'm saying, having the conversations with the office and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, like, when I recorded The Unquestionable and everything, you know, I recorded it, you know, I let them know, look, I'm putting this out, you know what I'm saying? You know, I put it out, you know, I just did everything on my own, you feel me? And it was like, when I did it, and I did everything on my own, I just, you know, I'm just sitting back, and it's like, damn, like, you know, I'm doing everything on my fucking own, basically. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I'm doing everything on my own, you know what I mean? For real, you know, I'm playing with this, playing with that, playing with, you know, doing this, doing that, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do my own the marketing, my own promotion, you know what I'm saying? You know, when how you, my own publicist, everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, like, it's like nobody cared over there. Like, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know, like, and then, he kind of, like, he hit me up. Like, I never forget, like, he hit me up, right? I had the listening party or whatever, right? I had the listening party in Queens and shit like that, you know what I'm saying, for Unquestionable, you feel me? Yeah. So I had a lot of media was there, you know what I'm saying? XXL was there, you know what I'm saying? Complex Theater, everybody was there, bro, except for This Is 50. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it kind of looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked crazy, bro. Like, I ain't gonna front, bro. Like, it looked crazy, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, we there, you got all these people there. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, nobody showed up. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, you know, like, yeah, yo, them, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, him, like, I ain't expecting 50, you know what I'm saying? Like, paying this thing. But, you know, like the media team or whatever, you know what I'm saying, for that damn show up. So their excuse was, we didn't know Kid, and crazy stuff like that, bro. And I'm like, how? You know, like, I've been in New York the whole week, coming to the office every day saying, yeah, look, you know what I'm saying? On this day, you know what I'm saying, you know, my listening party, blah, 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 you know, y'all be there, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody got their own personal, what you call that? RSVPs, all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so he was like, yo, man. But anyway, you know, he was like, yo, man, what you doing, man? You know, like, why you ain't tell me about this? And I'm like, bro, like, I was there the whole week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, everybody knew. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, because after that, you know, like I was telling them, like, damn, bro, like where y'all was, you know what I'm saying? But you know, but it was all good though. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't no, you know, like no big old, oh, you know what I'm saying? No beef thing or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just about being a grown man. You know what I mean?
From your time with G-Unit, did you hear any other stories similar to what happened to you to other artists on the label? Artists being mistreated?
Nah, like I wasn't that, like, I don't be worrying about what's going on with everybody else, bro. You know what I'm saying? Cause that ain't my business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't my business, dog. Like, I don't try to get in the grown people business, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever going on with whoever, that's what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the whole thing too. Like, my situation with dude, bro, like, I wasn't signed to do that as no artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had a partnership agreement. You feel me? So, like, my situation was way different from, you know what I mean, from anybody else. I guess, like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And I can't sit up here and say, like, oh, like, you know, like, a nigga was mistreated. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot. I gained a lot of, you know, more following and stuff. You know what I'm saying? More fan base. I actually learned way more about the business. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. And at the same time, you know, as a fan, you know what I'm saying? I got to meet 50 Cent, G. You know what I'm saying? This shit. You know, shit got to travel the world about fucking 5, 6, 7 times. You know, so, like, for me, like, I'm, you know, I'm a dude coming from nothing, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the little things, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the little things more than anything. You feel me? So, I never say, like, oh, like, you know, I was mistreated or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just more about the music. You feel me? And you know, once the focus wasn't on the music, you know what I mean? Like what's death for me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real.
I think you made the right decision in just in boosting your own career because you're finally getting the attention you deserve.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Of course, man. Like, you gotta learn, man, how to do these kind of things for yourself because you can't expect somebody else to do it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For real. Like, and that goes for a lot of artists, man. I sit and I watch these artists. That's why a lot of artists, man, like, they'll be cool one day and hype, so hype. And then next thing you know, you just see them going crazy, talking about the label, talking about this, talking about that. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's because they don't try to, you know, pick up on all these fundamentals that they have to learn. You know, for real. Because it took me a long time to learn these things. It took me a lot of L's I had to take. You know what I'm saying? It took a lot of bumps in the road, everything, for me to learn a lot. You know, because I learned everything I learned, bro, like, with this rap stuff, bro, I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Before, like, owning, publishing, I had to learn about that because, you know, it was a situation where I needed money. And, like I said, I'm not about to go and ask nobody for nothing. And somebody just told me about publishing. I'm like, damn. I ain't know nothing about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, it's like, I heard about it. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm supposed to be getting it, but I don't know how. I don't know how to get it. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I had to learn that shit. You know what I'm saying? That ended up being one of the best things I could have did in my career, period. You know what I'm saying? Was, you know, grabbing my own fucking publishing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, on my own publishing and shit before somebody else do it. And now, you know what I'm saying? You'll be stuck trying to, you know, get your publishing out of them. You know what I mean? So,
it's rare for artists to have their publishing. When you hear these stories, especially artists from the 90s, they had to write their publishing away. They got it stolen from them.
Yeah, man. Like the shit was crazy. You know what I'm saying? The shit crazy, bro. Like you know, I know it because you know I seen it go on. You know what I'm saying? I seen it go on, bro, with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't gonna, you know, say no names or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, just throughout a lot of the years that I've been in the game, I saw it go on with a lot of people. I seen a lot of people argue about those things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, like, you know, it just made me happy that I got on game about that for real, bro. And you know, shout out to Lord Bless the Dead, man. Fifth Wall Weaving, man. You know what I'm saying? Fifth Wall Weaving, man. Like, that's who like hooked me up, bro, to get my post. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro. To the right people, you know what I'm saying? And got me a publishing deal and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That story that you just told about the publishing could inspire a lot of people. Now, what were some of the things that you, or some of the steps that you had to take in acquiring your publishing?
Well, of course, you know, you got to sign up to who you want to be with, whether it's Cash App, BMI, or BMI. Me, I chose ASCAP. And it's crazy because I only went with ASCAP because of a line that Jada Kiss said. You know what I'm saying? You know what he said? You better give me my ASCAP or get your ASCAP. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's the only reason why I went with ASCAP. Like, I'm serious. Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I went with ASCAP, and there was this guy, real, real cool guy. I told this guy today, like, he still gets me all kind of money. You know, he'll call me and tell me, you know, just more opportunities I could capitalize off of, you know, like by having publishing, by, you know, doing this and doing that. For real, man, this guy named Travis, you know what I'm saying? He worked for a publishing company. And Fifth Wall Weavy, he put me on the phone with him, with Travis. And we talked, and he was just like, yo, man, you know, I'm going to walk through the steps to do this and do that and do this, and I could get you a publishing deal, you know what I'm saying, where you get, you know, an advance, you know what I'm saying, my first advance. And I ain't going to front. When I got that, bro, that was my first ever check I ever got off of rap, was from my publishing check. You know what I'm saying? I swear to you not, bro. Like, that was my, and it was from the Mrs. Officer song. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Oh, it was,
yeah. It was like a $65,000 check. You know what I'm saying? $65,000 on the first month. And then I got another, like, $50,000. You know what I'm saying? Like the next month, something like that, something crazy. They couldn't, you know, give me all of it at one time. And it's crazy because I'm like, damn. You know, you know, like I wasn't even expecting that much of money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't expecting that much of money, bro. Like, you did for at all, you know, and I got that, and still to this day, bro, like, you know, I'm still getting checks, you know what I'm saying, you know, even though it's and you know, yeah, it's from the Mrs. Officer, but you know, like other things too, you know what I'm saying, and you know, like if it wasn't for Fifth Wall Weaving, and you know, and him introducing me to Travis, you know what I'm saying, there's no telling where I'd be, you know what I'm saying? Or what I'd be doing, for real.
Yeah. Let's get back to the album that you just dropped, which is available on all platforms. With this whole... 2014.
Yeah, a lot of people... This is what I got to say. I got to say this, man. A lot of... When they see 2014 Mizan Street, they keep saying 2014 Mizan Street as if I'm referring to a year. No, man. I'm saying 2014 Maison Street, like that was my address. Like that was the address where I lived. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, I gotta always break that down for people.
Now, before the whole coronavirus happened, did you have the album finished by all that went down?
Yeah.
And all that went down?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah. Yeah, I did, man. Like a lot of those joints, like, was like pre-recorded, you know what I mean? I just was waiting on the right time to actually put it out. You know, I was just waiting on the right time to put it out. And now it just seems like I got so much new music, so much great music. Half of it, like, you know, you heard it already, you know what I'm saying? And even some of the new joints, you know what I'm saying, that I did. Yeah, like, you know, you got them already in your email, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, Max, so you already know. So, like, my thing was, let me, you know, put the 2014 Maison Street out, you know what I'm saying? So I could, you know, start getting to some of this new music, you feel me? For real. But, yeah, man, the joint, man, I just want to, like, tell my story, you know what I'm saying, to get it off my chest.
You know, hopefully, like, it silences all the people that think 50 dropped you, because he didn't. It'll silence all the rumors about that, and it proves that Kid Kid is making his own lane for himself, and he's here to take over.
Yeah, man. Of course, you know what I'm saying. For real, man. I tell niggas this all the time, man. If it would have been that way, he would have talked hella shit about me by now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know that's his thing. Like, you know. He ain't gonna cut no corners about you, you know what I'm saying?
You'd end up like Ja Rule.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't know about that. Like, I ain't. Look, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm you know, I'm in the streets too. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it would have been what it gotta be. You feel me? And I'm a nigga with nothing to lose. Did they compare to him? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know about being like Ja Rule and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. For real.
Mm-hmm. So for the people that haven't checked out the album yet, what are some of the stories that they can expect to hear when they tune into your album?
You can hear the story about everything as far as, like, you know, everything that went on in my career from up to now. You know, you get to hear about like the joint household, you know, talked about how I grew up, where I grew up, you know what I mean, how my household was, you know, that affected me growing up and everything. You get to hear all kind of sides of me, man. You get, like, on the joint Run and Jump, man. The first verse, I talk about how, you know, I had a child on the side, you know what I'm saying, that I was scared, you know, to tell my girl about, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. Like, you know, you hear a lot of things, man, like, even and then Run and Jump, you know, the second verse, I talk about, you know, one of my homies that's caught up right now, you know what I'm saying, I mean, they made CNN and shit, man, and, you know, he, you know, about the letter he wrote me, you know what I mean? Like, saying, you know, if he would have, like, snitched, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, like, because it was that real, you know what I'm saying? I could have been fucking doing 40, 50 years or whatever right now, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was a letter he wrote me, like, saying, like, nigga, if I would have snitched, nigga, you'd be in here with us, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have said your name or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And, because that's how real, bro, like, my music be, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, he heard me rapping about a song and about, you know, me talking about, you know, niggas snitching and da-da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? So somebody told him, like, oh, kid talking about you in a song, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which I wasn't, because it's like, nigga, you ain't the only snitch in the world, niggas meet snitches, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he had to write, he wrote me a letter, you know what I'm saying? That was the thing, like, he couldn't send the letter directly to me, You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, sent it to, we had to send it to, and he got it to me. You know what I'm saying? And I still got the letter too, man. And, you know, and that letter, you know, that's what he was talking about. Just like, bro, like, you know, I love you, bro. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, keep doing your thing. And you feel me? Like, you know, like ride the ball, the dumb shit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get out the hood because niggas ain't real. And, you know, just telling me a lot of real shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that was my homie, for real, you know? Like, that was my homie, for real. And, you know, he got caught up in a bad situation. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had to do what he had to do, you know?
Yeah.
Real, like, it was a lot of, like, it was a lot of things, man. Like, I ain't gonna front, like, it was a couple of lines and everything. Like, I had to change up. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew if I would have said these certain things to the world, you know what I mean? Like, that could have came back to haunt me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's, you know, it's a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. But 2014, like, it's real, real deep. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, as far as, like, the hood goes and in the whole New Orleans, you know what I mean? Like, when, you know, it's out now. So, like, to them, it's like, yo, you know what I mean? Because they know everything. You know, they know all the stories about everything that I rap about. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that the world actually catch on to it, you know?
I think they will. And you spoke about Pop Smoke, too.
On the freestyle.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, like I say, you know, rest in peace, Pop Smoke, you know, he was on the 19th, you know, stop posting your locations on IG.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real, like, shit is real, man. Shit is real, bro.
And I have a question for you, too. Why do you feel as though rappers have such a target on their backs?
Because because as a rapper, bro, it don't be, it all about how you carry yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's just like in the streets, man. Like, it's all about how you carry yourself. But as a rapper, you are more famous. You know what I'm saying? You got way more people looking at you that you don't know. You know what I mean? And if you walking around like you just this untouchable, you know, big and bad type of person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People going to want to try you. You know what I'm saying? They're going to want to try you, like, regardless. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. You feel me? That's just like if anybody else in the streets or whatever, and they just act so tough and acting like they're just so extra, you know, just being so extra. You know what I'm saying? You're going to sit back and be like, man, I hate that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like I hate him, you know? And they got people, like, you might be acting tough like that, but they got people that are tough like that. You know, and they want to see, like, if you that type of person that you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you that same person that you portray that you are inside your music. You know, like, they want to see that. You know what I mean? So, and at the same time, you know, you got people out here that's starving, that's actually starving. You know what I mean? And you just, you know, all they see is you flashy, you know what I'm saying? You got all kind of money and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And a lot of rappers, bro, like, they be so stuck on this high horse, you know what I'm saying? To where, you know, it could be an average person, man, that's really living like that, and that might be the biggest fan of you, you know, and they'll probably try to come up to you, get an autograph or whatever, and you just, man, fuck you, man, get out of my face, like, you know, and you know what I mean? Brush them off, and to them, it's like, yo, this nigga, man, this old bitch-ass nigga, now they want to do you something. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta carry yourself, man. You gotta, you know, show respect to people as like how you want to be respected. You know what I mean? For real, bro. That's why, like, with me, man, I know what's up with me. You feel me? I know I got people, you know, that'll die for me. You know what I'm saying? And I never want to put them in that position. You feel me? I never want to put them in that position, bro, and I never want to put myself in that position. You feel me? So I handle myself, you know, like a colon. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to always show a person respect until he disrespects me. You feel me? Like, that's just how I roll. You know what I'm saying? Like, this 100 or nothing shit I be repping, bro. Like, that shit is real with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you 100 with me, I'm going to be 110 with you. You know, like, that's just how I am, for real. You know, like, I don't run around like, oh, I'm the, you know, the hardest guy in the world and you know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? For real. And then as a rapper, man, it's like you could be just setting yourself up. You know what I'm saying? Be setting yourself up, bro, because everybody know who you are. Ain't nobody gonna know the person on the street that you're actually beefing with. You know what I'm saying? So if you do something, everything gonna come crumbling down on you. You know what I'm saying? That's just like what Jay-Z said, man. He said, if you shoot me, you're famous. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. You know what I mean? Like, that is so true. You know what I mean? Like, that is so true. For real, you know? For real. Like, look at the guy that killed Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody knew who this guy was. Nobody cared nothing about this guy. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah.
So it's like, now he's one of the most famous names ever because he did that to Nipsey Hussle. You know? But if it would have been the other way around, you know what I'm saying? People would have been like, yo, you know, Nip Wild and he tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have been crazy. You know what I'm saying? Long live Nipsey Hussle. You feel, but it shows you just how quick something could happen. You know what I'm saying? And you never know who could do it to you. You feel me?
Yeah.
No, but when you just out here, man, you gotta be smart, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, gotta be smart.
Mm-hmm. On the album cover, it features a throwback picture of yourself from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that day like? Do you remember that day?
Yeah, I remember like a lot of days, but that's why a lot of my raps is more of what you call that? You know what I'm saying, reminiscing. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of my raps, bro, is nothing but like me reminiscing about things. Yeah, for real, man. Like, I was like 12. I was like 12 in that picture, 12, 13. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was off the porch, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was running crank. I was wilding. You know what I'm saying? That was Lil Peanut right there in that picture. For real, like, that's what I was. That's who I was. You know what I'm saying? Lil Peanut from Mizan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. Like, that was Lil Peanut right there in them days, man. For real, you know? That was the house, you know? For real.
What track do you enjoy the most off the album?
I love all of them, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's like, since it dropped, And you know, like, by me already been having the songs finished, I listened to the songs a million times already, and it feels like they're brand new to me now, you know. So I've been listening to it. Yesterday, my favorite song I couldn't stop playing was $100 Bills. It did, was $100 Bill. And, today is Run and Jump. You know what I'm saying? Today is Run and Jump. But I'm pretty sure, you know, because I'm going to have a new joint every day. I'm gonna have a new song every day. For real. Like, I'm going to have a new song every day. But today, you know, I've just been playing Run and Jump all day. You know, for real.
I got to say, probably my favorite besides Household is For Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I played that one in the station when you were up there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. That for nothing go down.
Yeah.
It go down. It go down.
I got a rotation on my own station, too, because I started my own radio station up because I'm not at the school anymore because of the whole coronavirus. So
yeah, man, that's
I got crazy. All that stuff yeah. in my rotation. So
for real, man. Shout out to you, man, for you know what I'm saying, giving me my tour, man, around St. John, man. Yeah, for real, bro.
Come on, tell me, do you want? You wish you had one of those diner sandwiches we had after the interview.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. Man, you just made me think about that shit. Didn't think about it, but you know, you think of some good food that you ain't having. Oh, that's crazy, man. Yeah, man. It was the truth.
Yeah. It was the truth.
For real. That's what's up, man. For real, man. How you been, though, man? How you been holding up, man, ever since everything?
Yeah, I've been holding up, just doing my shows from my home studio, continuing with the interviews, promoting everyone's music, making sure the artists are promoted out here. I got to continue doing what I'm doing. I can't stop.
You can't, bro. And I tell that to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, I know Corona going on, but for me, I've been so locked in a studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the most work done. And you know what I'm saying? In these 2 months that I did in a minute. You know what I'm saying? For real.
And the people aren't ready.
Huh?
The people aren't ready either.
Yeah, man, they not, bro. Cause I'm here, man. For real, bro. Like, I'm here. I'm here to stay. I'm about to lock this shit down. You know, do this shit how it's supposed to be done. And that's a fact, man. That's a fact, man. Like, I'm what they really fear. You know what I'm saying? For real. Because I'm a real nigga. And I actually know how to rap. You know what I'm saying?
And I discussed that with you in the studio in our first interview.
Huh?
I discussed that with you in the studio for our first interview. You got the bars. You know how to rap. You rapped over Nas's One Love.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, man. I told you. I ain't forget either. When this shit clear back up, you know, and we get to get back around each other, I'm coming back up there. You know what I'm saying? Coming back up there, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this time, I'm going to come in. I'm going to introduce myself and all that. You know what I'm saying? But we getting straight to the bars, bro. For real, I'm dead serious.
I know.
Dead serious, bro. We're gonna get to the bars. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I don't know what was up. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get to these bars. We're gonna get to the bars, man.
Yeah.
For real.
We're going through elections right now, my radio station. So hopefully, now that I'm general manager, I can really push for the performances more on hand. Say what performances will be. I want you to perform, because I know we discussed that when you came up the last time and I was going to put your name in.
I know.
Now with everything with the COVID-19, there's going to be no performances this year.
I know. They're locking everything down until, I think, what they say, like June of next year or something like that. Like, you know, like, it's crazy, but like, for me, it's cool. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that gives me more time to actually have the music out, promote the music, let people get familiar with the music. You know what I mean? Because right now, you know, it's nobody going to the clubs now, so all that club music, all that shit, that is kind of dead. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, and the type of music that I do make is music so you can actually, you know, chill, listen to, you know what I'm saying? You know, something to appreciate, you know what I mean? So, I feel like that's the perfect time for me to strike. You know, for real, where everybody can't do nothing but sit there and listen. You know what I mean? And, you know, you constantly looking for new things to do and new things to listen to. You feel me? So, hey.
I was just going to bring that up. With the whole coronavirus going on now, people are looking for music to listen to. And you just dropped the album, so people are going to be tuned in.
Yeah. Yeah, man. People are definitely tuning in. You know what I mean? The feedback is super crazy. You know, the feedback is super crazy, you know, which, you know, I kind of expected. You know what I'm saying? You know, I expected because I feel like, because I'm a big critic, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a big critic, like, of myself. you know, like of myself, for real. I'm like, cause I'm sure it's like, it's joints that I have that I'm pretty sure everybody love, but I hate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for real, like, you know, but I hate it, you know? And, you know, but I want to make sure, like, the when I put music out, you know, it's music that I know people will love, you did, and would accept, you know what I mean? And at the same time, that respect for me, you know what I mean? As far as, like, my core fans, like, people that been, like, fans of Kid, you know? Like, you don't want to let them down. You know what I'm saying? For real. For real.
The main thing that you're doing is adapting with the times. You've been in this game for 10 or 3 years now. You know what I mean? Longer than 10 years.
Yeah, bro. For a long-ass time, bro. Long-ass time, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like when you're a real artist, like, I'm not a trendy artist. You're a person that follows a trend. You know what I mean? Because when you trying to make music just to follow a trend, that trend dies down. You know, like, that trend is gonna go out of style. You feel me? Once that go out of style, what does that leave you? You know? So you want to be a well-rounded artist, you know? For real, like, you look at a person like, I don't want to say Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z is Jay-Z, but let's say Nas, he's a better example.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I say Nas because he doesn't drop consistently, but when he does, he shakes the world. You know what I mean? Like, he shakes the world, bro. Like, he shakes the world, bro, and I feel like that's because the lane that he's in, you know, he's a real artist. You know, he's a real rap artist. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't sound like nobody else. He doesn't, you know, try to do things just to fit in or, you know, and shit like that. You feel me? Like, he's going to keep it all him all the time. You know, and once you appreciate Nas's sound, you always looking for another Nas album. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like,
yeah.
You're always looking for another Nas album, you know? And that's the thing. And so he could take these years off, you know what I'm saying? Three, four years, you know? Then you just come back, bro. I'm dropping something tomorrow after 4 or 5 years. And, you know, everybody's still going to tune in. Everybody's still going to get it. Everybody's still going to listen to it because he's Nas, you know? And that's the thing with me. Like, I wanna carve my name in the pavement, you know, to be that kind of artist, for real. To be that kind of artist.
Yeah, I think so. And I think you're following the right route, you know, the right route. Because we're still talking about Nas today. We've been talking about him since '94 when he dropped Illmatic, and we're still talking about you right now.
Facts.
You know what Facts. I mean?
And that's a fact, bro. That's a fact, bro. That's a fact, bro.
A lot of these rappers that are out right now are only famous because they're on social media.
Yeah. 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 And that's why you see so much antics, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see so much antics, bro. Like, and it's like, damn, bro, just the type of shit they gotta do, like, you know, to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, man, it's like damn up. These like up and coming rappers now, they damn near throwing their life away, bro, to get the fame. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, like they trying to shoot anybody, damn near about to go to jail for life, or, you know what I'm saying, getting themselves killed, or, you know, just starting beef, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just dumbass shit, man. Like, one thing I learned, man, and I always tell myself, bro, like, I never, because I know what real beef is, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I can't see myself beefing with another celebrity. Why? And why I say that is because we both celebrities, right? Yeah. Everybody know you, everybody know me. If the whole world know that we beefing, and say I'm real serious, like let's say, you know, I'm just so serious, like we beefing, because where I'm from, if we beefing, and I see you, bro, like, you know, we trying to end each other. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm a celebrity and you're a celebrity, we see each other, and something happens, we both going to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, either you're going to go to jail or I'm going to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to go to jail for, what, 10, 20 years, 25? You know what I'm saying? Whatever the judge, you know, supposed to give us. You feel me? Over, no telling what we beefing over. But, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just because we in the social days, you know what I'm saying? The social media shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to look all social media. So, first thing you going to want to do is you're going to jump out, cut your phone on, go on live or whatever the fuck, you know, you're going to want to do. Like, yo, man, I see kid, I'm about to run up on kid. Not knowing, like, I'm not about to play with you. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to be done you something so crazy. You know what I'm saying? In his own camera, I can't hide it. I can't run from it. Can't, you know what I'm saying? And now my life is thrown away behind you being stupid. You know what I'm saying? For real, because if it's beef and it's serious, bro, like, you gonna have to kill me, I'm gonna have to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And I was taught, bro, like, you, like, if you gonna beef with somebody, make sure it's worth it. Make sure it's something worth throwing your life away for. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if it ain't worth you killing somebody over, it's no beef then. You know what I'm saying?
You have to really analyze the situation.
Yeah. Like, it's no beef then, man. Like, people don't understand what beef is. Like, people throw that word around so loose. You know what I mean? Like, people don't, like, that's not beef. Like, if you just arguing with a person and shit like that, that is not beef. That's an argument. You know what I'm saying? You guys got a disagreement. You got an argument. You know what I'm saying? If you have a fight with this person, y'all just had a fight. Y'all fighting. It's just a fight. That is not, you know what I'm saying? That is not beef. The beef is when I see you, I'm going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? And if it's real like that, you not about to be on the internet saying that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? For real. Like, you going to, you know, wait till you see this person and just handle your business. You know what I mean? For real. Like I'm not, I'm not with that. Like, you'll never see me do that. You know what I'm saying? Like never, bro. Like, I'll never do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from a different era, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, like I know what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? I know what my family about. You know what I mean? So it's like, I hate to put them in that predicament. You know what I'm saying? And in that position, you feel me? Because what's that saying about me? You know what I mean? Because I could go around starting all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we getting into all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But that's bringing, that's putting, like I say, that's putting me and my people in all kind of fucked up predicaments. You know what I'm saying? So what's that saying about me? You know what I mean? Like, I care about my people. So we got to handle business or do whatever we got to do. Is going to be for a real purpose. It's not about to be just to show off and try to show how tough a nigga is. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't how I roll. Like, I'm not that type of nigga. You know?
I feel as though social media makes it worse because
yeah, it makes it worse because social media makes people feel like they got to prove themselves. You know what I'm saying? And it's messed up because, like, when you think about it, like, bro, like, you trying to prove yourself to a million people that don't know you. You know what I'm saying? They don't know you. They don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? Because after they look at you making a clown out of yourself, they scroll right down to the next person making a clown out of themselves and scroll neck down to the next. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you doing all that, you know what I'm saying, for people that don't care. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, and like I say, like, you don't want you don't want that kind of attention on you, man. You know what I mean? Like, if you really come from the struggle and you come from that, like, you'll know, like, the main goal is to make it out of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody trying to get backwards, man. Like I can't see that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't see me getting rich and then say, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going back to the trap. No, I ain't got rich, man. It's time to invest. It's time to do this and do that.
Build a business.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know, like people, like these days, man, niggas, yeah, like I say, bro, they act like they got something to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make all this money, you know what I'm saying, just to fucking throw it away behind some motherfuckers you don't know. You feel me? For real. For real, bro. Like, because it's people that wouldn't even be worrying about certain shit. But soon as, you know, they get somebody in the comments going crazy and, you know what I'm saying? You know, they egging you on to say some dumb shit that you don't even, you know, had no business saying or speaking on. You feel me? And now you into the shit.
A diss track, too, when artists are beefing, they're always egging on the people who aren't responding to that beef song, that diss song that was dropped. So, you know, drop a diss song. And then they declare you lose if you don't respond in a certain amount of time.
Yeah. But see, this the thing, too. This is the thing, too, right? Like, it depends on what kind, you know, like, you know what I mean? Because there's people, like I say, you know, like, is it real beef or is it just rap? You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's just some, you know, or it's rap beef, like, you know, you think better, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Then of course, yeah, nigga, you got 24 hours to respond. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just flamed you on this beat. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's that. Like, that's friendly shit. Like, as an artist, you know, yeah, you're supposed to, you know, respond. You did, because it's friendly and it's not gonna go past that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna go past that. You feel me? You did, but it's different. If you on there saying, oh, you're going to catch me and do something to me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, hurt my children. You know, something crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, nah, if it's like something crazy like that, like, nah, you ain't about to get no response on wax. I'm going to respond to you when I see you. You know what I'm saying? But if it's, you know, if it's just friendly, you know, like, man, you can't mess with me with this flow. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it's just friendly. You know, rap, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, like, and that's the thing. Like, I root for that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Because as artists, you know, like, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you wanna shake stuff up like that. You know? For real. Like, you ain't talking about killing a man. You know what I'm saying? You just saying that you're better. You know? So, okay, I can respect that. You know, I can respect that. You know, I could respect that. You know what I mean? So, like, it's nothing really wrong with that. As long as they don't go past that, you know, for real. Like, don't let the media, you know, make you go past that. You feel me? For real. For real.
Now, when years pass, and we take a look back at. The new album that you just dropped, what do you want people to remember about it most?
I want people to remember, you know, that kid told his story on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, because for me, dropping this, you know, dropping 2014 Zan Street, I feel like this is my beginning. You know, like, I feel like this is my beginning, bro. For real, like, I feel like this is my beginning, man, you know, and I want people to feel the same way about that. Like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got the story, you know what I'm saying? Now we want to see what else you got to offer, you know,
yeah.
For real. So that's what I want people to get out of this, man. I just, you know, want to tell my story. I'm letting you know where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? And now, I'm gonna show y'all that I really do this, you know what I'm saying, with the next project. For real.
Is there anything else you want to get out onto the show, Kid?
Shoot, man. Shout out to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? shout out to my dude, you know what I'm saying? The real Max, you know, let everybody know where they can find you at, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You too. I felt bad because I deleted the promo off my page because I thought like something happened. Like, I don't know. And I feel bad now.
I ain't gonna front. It was like you know, I was doing all kind of stuff, man. You know, like with my girl and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh shit. You know, I looked at the time. I was like, oh shit, man, I'm tripping. You know what I'm saying? Man, let me call my dude, look. Now I go front, right? Look, I ain't see the text messages.
Yeah.
With you on the ground talking about you late, but you did say. Yeah, but you was like, you didn't already text me and shit. I was like, oh man. Like, oh man.
Yeah, cause I was gonna be like, you know, if you wanted to reschedule, because I thought maybe something happened or you got tied up doing something.
But. Yeah. Hey, man, look, for you, bro, my word is my word, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know I was a few minutes late, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? For real, bro. Like, if I ever, you know, schedule something with you, bro, I'm coming through, bro. And that's a fact, bro. You know, I rocks with you. You know what I'm saying? For real, like, I rock with you, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna always be the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll always be like this, bro. For real, bro.
Appreciate it. And yeah. as soon as we finish our interview now, I'm gonna get the album cover posted up on there because now my flyer's gone because I was like, I don't want the listeners to go listen to nothing. I'm gonna get the album cover posted on there and then I'm gonna post a clip from our interview discussing the album.
I bet. Got you, bro. Alright. When you do that though, you know what I mean? Send it to me so I can post it also.
The clip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this. I'll send it to you after, you know, I do the editing and everything and I'll send it right to you. Okay. Should be by the end of the night, so.
Alright, bet. Yeah. Bet. That's what's up, bro. Yeah, good looking, bro. My G.
You gotta let me know when you wanna call in again. I mean, you can call in again anytime. Always gonna have something open, probably.
Oh, all right, bet. We could call in. Let me see. Shit, man.
When you drop the new visual?
I'm gonna drop it. I'm gonna drop it next week. I'm gonna drop it. Let's say Wednesday. No, I'm gonna say Tuesday. That came out on a Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? I dropped that shit. I dropped the first video Tuesday, I'm gonna do it Tuesday. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drop it Tuesday. You know what I mean? So I hit you up, we could talk about that. Yeah. It's the household video too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the household one, so
yeah, my household video too.
I saw a clip on YouTube and I think it was behind the scenes of household, right?
Yeah. It was behind the scenes. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's crazy that you told me, like, you know, your favorite joint was Household, bro. Like, that's love, bro. For real, man.
I give the albums a listen. I don't play my guess. They're like, oh, you got the album. You got to name the song you like. You know, you got to actually check these things out because you have a story to tell.
Yeah, man. And I tell it to a lot of people, man. You know, I tell it to a lot of people, man, because for me, when I make my music, I don't focus on, like, yo, you know, let's make this hit record and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Nah, like, I like to go off of how I feel. You know, like, I like to go off of how I feel, man. Like, music always been an emotion to me. You know, so each song is just, like, different emotions. You know what I'm saying? For real. Different emotions, dog. For real. Like, even the other joint that you say, like, for nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different emotion for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, just saying, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You're in a trap, dog, you ain't even hustling. It's like, you know, like, what you here for? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you here for, dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just different emotions that I go through, you know what I'm saying? real, bro. For real, bro. But shit, yeah, man. We could call, we could log back in, man. Tuesday or Wednesday, whichever good for you.
Yeah, either day should be fine. I think Tuesday will work better because I don't usually have my shows on Tuesdays. I'm free that night, but I think Tuesday would be perfect.
All right, bet. Yeah. Bet. That's what's up, bro. Yeah, 2014 Maze and Street, man. You did. Shit is all right now. You see, I didn't, you know, grow my hair back doing my little twist thing and stuff. You did. See this? See, this was like a lot of people are probably think, you know, because it was going on with the COVID-19 that it was about the haircut and it. Nah, it ain't that. You know what I'm saying? It's just that this was the look I had when I lived on 2014 Maze Street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like if you look at that cover, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how my hair was. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna look up the cover. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got it pulled up.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know, like, you know, I had the little bush, you know, and I'm in that mood, man. Like, you know, for real, like that household, but that's where I really, really fell in love with writing music and, you know what I'm saying, and being a rapper,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I think, and I ain't gonna front, it's like, since I've been growing my hair back, I've been back on my, you know what I'm saying, I want to be the best rapper, shit, you know, again, you know what I'm saying, for real, I ain't gonna front, like, you know, and because that's how I was back in them days, man. Like, for real, back in them days, like, man, you couldn't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't tell me nothing, for real. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing, for real, bro. And, you know, I just wanted to get back to that feeling. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I think I am. Like I said on that song, 2020, I got that feel again. Yeah, man. I got that feel again, man. Hey, man. For real, man. But, yeah, bro. Like, we gonna definitely get up next week, bro. Tuesday. Same time?
Tuesday. Let's do 8 p.m.
8? Bet. All right. That's love. All right.
Yeah.
All right, bro. You too, bro. You hear me? Good seeing you too, bro.
Yeah, good seeing you, man. I'm glad everything's good.
Yeah, man, for real, man. I'm going to have to start hitting you up, man, just to check on you, bro. For real, man.
Too, man. And stay safe and have a good night, all right?
All right, man. You do the same, man.
All right, kid.
One.
Yeah.